KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's partly cloudy, 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly sunny skies here today and a high around 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, the Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to meet this morning at 8:30 at their boardroom in the Cass County Courthouse. On their agenda is action on determining the number of deputies and assistants in the county recorder's office and the certifying of an annual base salary of the deputy recorder to the auditor. The board will also act on approving the fiscal year 2013-2014 urban renewal report, and they'll receive regularly scheduled reports from the county attorney, engineer, and mental health and general assistance departments. Rainstorm damage to U.S. Highway 169 in Madison County has required the road's closure north of Winterset, the site of the annual Covered Bridge Festival. Iowa Department of Transportation officials said they hope to have the highway reopened before the end of this year, but that largely depends on the weather. People heading to the October 11th and 12th Covered Bridge Festival will have to use Iowa Highway 92 or approach Winterset from the south. The site of the old Exira Elementary School will be used put to good use following a decision Monday evening by the Exira EHK School Board to sell the land for development. Superintendent Dean Schnoes said the board agreed to sell the property for $5,000.
Land is being was approved to be purchased by a resident in the area, Marvin Jurgensen. He bought the deed for $5,000. Then there is going to be a form of an endowment of other financial money. We don't know the exact amount. That will be on top of the $5,000 that will be supplemented to the school district for the purchase of the land, but we're waiting for that all to get finalized.
On June the 1st, a controlled burn used as a training exercise for area firefighters brought the nearly century-old building down. And while many people were sad to see the structure go, Snow said the land will spring to life with many more opportunities for the community.
They're looking at turning that land and that into a retirement home, assisted living, and maybe even some medical type of facility for the patrons in the area. And they thought that would be one of the best things that, you know, could happen because they do have a nursing home there. And I think they're looking at trying to remodel and revamp and upgrade and all that. And they want to keep it in the district, and it's a nice location, very close to downtown. So I think they got some good plans and all that, and like I said, it's going to stay there and should benefit the community.
Snow says he thinks it's a win-win for everybody. In other business, the board voted to retain Kevin Peterson as president and Terry Harris as vice president. Snow said there's also an ongoing problem with a leak in one of the district's buildings that has never been resolved. That's forced the matter to be taken to the district's attorney.
We're still having problems with a leak over there in the Exira Middle School that has been there since we had the construction going on, you know, the revamping of the building and all that, and it's been an ongoing thing that's been quite a problem. The board has now given me some direction and all that, and what we're probably going to end up doing is probably turning over to the school attorney to get things taken care of, because I've been after the people that have been involved in this situation from day one when it started leaking and that, and we don't seem to be able to get it fixed. So trying to get this done and going through this for 3 years to get it taken care of, and it's still not done. And now we're at a point now where everybody basically wants to say it's not their issue anymore. So we're going to try and get that part taken care of.
Snow said also they're working on getting the final bids for the new baseball field scoreboard, new lights, and infield sod. They might even remodel or construct a new concession stand, restrooms, and stands for the patrons. Members of the Camp Community School District Board of Education met Monday night in Anita, and during their meeting, they reelected both Gary Dinkla as president and Chuck Kinsey as vice president. The board also opted to continue meeting on the third Monday of each month, beginning at 6:30. The CAM School Board renewed its agreement with the Cass County Sheriff's Office for a school resource officer at the cost of $3,000, and they approved the middle school man and environment camping and field trip and agreed to allow the middle school students to join the high school shooting team. And Mary Schoening was offered a contract to coach junior high school volleyball at CAM. In the funeral announcements, 15-year-old Christian Silva of Creston died Thursday. Funeral services for Christian Silva will be today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Creston. Powers Funeral Home in Creston has arrangements. Rick Bocamp, age 50, of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Rick Bocamp will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lorena Reisgard, age 54, and Ronnie Reisgard, age 61, both of Exira, died September 8th and 12th, respectively, at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Joint funeral services for Lorena and Ronnie Reisgard will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Leona Peterson, age 94, of Avoca, died Sunday. Services for Leona Peterson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charlene Sani, age 75, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Charlene Sani will be on Friday at 2:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Dorothy Ackerman, age 95, of Sandpoint, Idaho, and formerly of Atlantic, died June the 9th. Memorial services for Dorothy Ackerman will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dudley D. Paul, age 62, of Jacksonville, Florida, died June the 10th. Services for Dudley D. Paul will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home. William Bill Armstrong, age 77, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bill Armstrong will be next Monday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Lois Drake, age 90, of Stewart, died September the 9th. Celebration of Life services for Lois May Drake will be held September 28th at 2 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.